The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And as you're watching the inauguration today, you'll see perhaps face masks being worn by those in attendance with the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies logo on there. Those were all donated by Ford Motor Company, just a very small symbol of a huge undertaking at Ford this year to provide PPE to first responders and to people nationwide. Joining us right now, Ford Government Policy Initiatives Manager Angela Ayers. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is a pretty big undertaking you guys have orchestrated over the past year, and pretty neat to be a part of the inauguration today, huh?
We're incredibly excited. As you mentioned, we've been producing various types of PPE since last March, and as we're looking for opportunities and events and organizations to help support during these untrying times, we donated 15,000 actually custom-made masks right here in Michigan to the inaugural ceremonies that you'll see today.
Custom-made by an interesting Michigan company, an all female-owned company, right?
Yeah, actually, UAW Ford employees made the masks themselves, and then we partnered with Hatteras, a local women-owned commercial printing business in Plymouth, Michigan, to put the custom ink stamp on the mask.
What are some of the other things that Ford has done? Because I remember back in March when this pandemic first started, we knew that we had a growing crisis with availability of PPE, and manufacturers like Ford stepped up and said, we will help, and you certainly have in the last year.
Well, when COVID first struck, Bill Ford really tasked the company with being innovative and finding ways to help the nation respond. And so out of that, our Project Apollo was born, which is a code name for the teams all working to produce the various types of PPE, kind of drawing inspiration from NASA's Apollo 13 mission. So as a result, we've produced and distributed over 20 million face shields that first responders and healthcare workers are wearing, 50,000 ventilators that we distributed to FEMA, more than 32,000 respirators, and 1.6 million washable hospital gowns.
Man, that's pretty amazing. And we're not at the end of this pandemic yet. We are getting there. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not quite there yet. I know that Ford has commissioned a commercial, and I just watched it right before we went on. It's incredible. It's called Finish Strong. Tell us a little bit about this message.
Well, the director, Peter Berg, did an outstanding job of really documenting and trying to capture the sentiment of we're not quite finished, and it's up to everybody to really adopt the safe behavior as the pandemic continues, especially during this critical phase in the wintertime. As part of this effort, as you mentioned, we're not done. We are continuing to produce and donate these medical-grade face masks. We've donated 60 million so far to every state and U.S. territory in the country, and we've pledged to donate 100 million face masks through this year.
Wow, that's amazing. That's fantastic. Yeah, you'll see this commercial, I'm sure, in the days ahead, maybe even today during the inauguration. It's a great message, because we will get to where we want to be. We will get to where things are as we remember them from a year ago, but we're not there yet. We do need to finish strong, don't we?
We absolutely do.
Great message. Angela, thanks for telling us about this. Thanks for all that you and the folks at Ford Motor Company have done. And we'll be looking for those monogrammed face masks today, and have a little bit of extra Michigan pride when we see them.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.